Hello, Anchor app and YouTube. Welcome back to another Predestined Kingdom Ministries video. I am Kenithia Johnson, or Kenithia J, or K. Those are the only names I will go by. I'm pretty excited. It's been since my birthday, since I spoke to you guys, I think, or the day after. And this particular word, the Lord started giving me this word on my birthday. And it's a pretty important word, so I did not want to release it prematurely. So first thing is first, I want to read the definition. We're going to be talking about spiritual gifts, and I want to read the definition of what a spiritual gift is. So a spiritual gift or charism is a concept and extraordinary power given by the Holy Spirit. These are believed by followers to be supernatural graces which individual Christians need to fulfill the mission of the church. So the first Bible scripture I will be reading from will be Malachi. Malachi 3, verse 6 through 6. And this is basically to show you God has been doing this. He has been blessing people with spiritual gifts. He doesn't change. It's been going on from the foundations of the earth. So I wanted to read Malachi 3 verse 6. For I am the Lord. I do not change. For I am the Lord. I do not change. Therefore, you are not consumed, O sons of Jacob. Yet from the days of your fathers, you have gone away from my ordinances and have not kept them. So God is a God of change for his people, for his children. God himself does not change. So the world may change around us, the people may change around us, but God himself does not change. And if you are following God and you start to see a newness come from out of his manifestation like you've never saw him do it before, that's because you can never fully know God. You can never tell somebody, I know God, and he wouldn't do that. You know why? Because God is so big, you can't possibly know him in these 40 to 50 years of being on this earth when God is of time. God is eternity. God is the creator of the universe. So you can never know him. If he created all of this on this earth, do you know how big the universe is? Don't ever think you fully know God. We are his children. We are learning his ways. That's what you could say. I know some of God's ways, or I've experienced God. You can say that, but you can never look at somebody's situation or circumstance and say, that's not God. You don't know what he would do. His thoughts are not our thoughts, and his ways are not our ways. So I'm going to be reading, serve God with your spiritual gifts from Romans 12, 6 through 8. So Romans 12, verse 6 through 8. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophesy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Or ministry, let us use it in our ministering. He who teaches in teaching, he who exhorts in exhortation, he who gives, give with liberality, he who leads with diligence. He who leads, it just says, with diligence. He who shows mercy with cheerfulness. And then I'm just going to read what the Lord ministered to me about Spiritual giftedness does not mean spiritual maturity. Just because someone is blessed with spiritual gifts does not mean they are a good or worthy example for the Lord thy God. We are to see the truth about ourselves and live in it. We are to see the truth about ourselves through Jesus Christ and live in it. When we see ourselves as the way God does, then it becomes impossible to live in a prideful spirit. You will then set a daily goal to live in the likeness and the fullness of the Lord thy God. God wants us to think soberly as God has dealt. God does not want us to think we are better than the next person. He doesn't want you to think you are higher than the next person. We are all on the same level. You can never pass the person. That's kind of like, for example, you can't be above your teacher. You can't be above your parents. Now, because they have done a good job at teaching you and showing you how to mature and grow, you could be on a level respectfully, but you could never be like you could be on a level like this where they still above you. So never think you are better than the next person. We all have the same access to God. We all have the same blood of Jesus running through our veins, okay? We all have to go through trial and tribulation, though it may be different and separate from each other. We all have to do the same thing, guys. So don't think you're better than anybody else. Don't allow anyone else to think that they're better than you. I don't care if it's a household family member. I don't care if it's a friend down the street, a friend you knew for 5 years ago, a family member, whoever this person is. No, the devil is a liar. Do not think of yourself more highly than the next person. Jesus died on the cross for you and for me, not just for you. The Lord wants us to have wise thoughts. He wants us to speak in wisdom, but He's listening to your thoughts. He's looking at your ways. He never sleeps nor slumbers. So He has all the time in the world to just watch you day and night, to listen to you, to stand next to you. You know, that's the kind of God we serve, the God that cares about us, the God that cares about having a relationship with us. It's still recording. I just wanted to make sure Anchor was still recording. So have wise thoughts, because God is judging your thoughts. That's why His Holy Spirit is there to protect the children of God. So it doesn't matter who, what, when, where, it. When you are a child of God, you are to think separate from everyone else. You are to be separate and as holy as possible. Hallelujah. So, wise, wisdom. You have to pray for spiritual discernment. You have to pray and ask the Lord for His wisdom, for His knowledge and understanding and clarity on how to use the wisdom as well. In Romans 12, verse 4, the Lord said, "We have many members in one body, but all members do not work the same." That's how we are in the body of Christ. What Jesus was saying is that we have so many body organs and body parts, but all of them work differently. That's what he created us to do. To all be members of the body of Christ, but to each one have something unique about us, to have something that separates us from each other. Like, that's the love that he did for us. Each and every one of us are created uniquely for God's purpose and assignment. And that goes back to what the definition of the spiritual gift is. A spiritual gift or charism is a concept in extraordinary power given by the Holy Spirit. These are believed by followers to be supernatural graces which individual Christians need to fulfill the mission of the church. So our spiritual gifts may not always be the same. Because if we are created uniquely and differently from each other, there's something sticking out in each one of us that's waiting to come out to light. So don't compare yourself to other people. Don't compare your success to other people. Stop comparing your life to other people. Because everybody is on a, thank you, Bosho Marakata Santa, hallelujah. Everybody is on a different level with the Lord. Like, we're not past each other in a sense, in a prideful way. Some of us are past each other depending on your walk with the Lord. So instead of you just being a believer, you may be an evangelist. Instead of you being an evangelist, God might have promoted you to be a prophet. And instead of you being a prophet, God probably promoted you to be an apostle. If you're not an apostle, you're probably not a minister. If not a minister, you're probably a pastor. You know, it goes so forth and so on. So our gifts are given to us according to God's grace that he blesses us with. God's grace. If you don't thank God for nothing else every day, please thank him for his grace and mercy. Thank him for his goodness. Because you just waking up this morning is a blessing. God had to let somebody die to allow you to wake up today. So be grateful. And the spiritual gifts are given to us according to the grace that God has released upon our lives. That's how we are able to, remember, we're born sinners as followers of Jesus Christ. So when Jesus went on the cross, it released grace and mercy onto us. So when we sin and you turn from that sin and you try not to do it anymore and God delivers you from it, he then blesses you with grace and mercy, a lot of grace, so that he can make you a living testimony. So that way he can show the world who your God is. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you so much. Thank you, Jesus. So now I'm going to go into Romans 12, verse 6 through 8. I'm going to go into the different spiritual gifts. The Lord said in this particular verse, there are other spiritual gifts, but these are the ones I'm going to go over today, which was prophesying, ministering, teaching, exhortation, which is strongly encouraging other people to do things or to do something, giving liberally, leading. Okay, those are the gifts we're going to go over. Prophesying. God wants us. Okay, for example, when I come on here, in a way, I'm prophesying. Well, this is a prophetic word. I don't, sometimes the Lord will use me to prophesy to people through these videos. But I release prophetic words, which means the Lord tells me what to say to y'all. So That's what the gift of prophecy is. And you have to prophesy in faith, because a lot of people will try to come against you. How you know that's God talking to you? How you know that's this? Well, do especially the devil, when he really try to get you, when you are on a mission to save people to righteousness, the first thing the enemy tries to do is to attack your belief and your faith. And you need both of them. You need your faith to prophesy, and you need your belief to help you keep going. So, the definition of prophecy or prophesying is to adjust or regulate something that has a particular or suitable relationship to something else. So, your job as a prophet is said to something else that is to God. So, our job as prophets, we come to warn, correct, and comfort, or adjust or regulate. But we do it through the Holy Spirit. We only do it if he tells us to do it. We don't go around just pointing fingers saying, you did this, you did that, you did that. That's not of God. We wait. We wait to get the amen from the Lord. Yes, yes, and amen. Then we go. So that's what we do. The Lord will put, thank you, Holy Spirit, the Lord will tell me to say something. He'll place it on my heart or on my spirit. And you're supposed to say it. But if you don't say it, of course, he will have somebody before you could think about it coming to do what he just told you to do in your face. But that's our job, guys. We're supposed to come on here and give correction after we correct ourselves first. But we're supposed to come on here and not point fingers, but we're supposed to share in love. And then you guys are supposed to correct yourselves and get closer to the Lord God. When prophesying, your job is to warn, correct, comfort, adjust when Jesus prophesies. I'm sorry, adjust. When Jesus prophesied, he used faith, wisdom, and the Holy Spirit. We have to ask God for spiritual discernment and test the spirit before prophesying. Mm-hmm. I was having this conversation with my neighbor the other day, and he was like, in your videos, you always say test the spirit, what does that mean? So I said, we got to test the spirit, one, by the Bible verse, yes, but two, just like I said here, the Holy Spirit. That's the best way to test the spirit, because when you have so many false prophets using the word of God against God, it's kind of hard to just say, okay, well, you're telling the truth because you're using the word of God. I need the same God that goes before me and make my crooked path straight. I need that same God through his Holy Spirit to say yes and no, yes and amen. Yes, I said that. No, don't, nope, nope. Or even be quiet. And if you get a no, if you get a silence response from God, that is a silent answer. So test the spirit before prophesying, okay? Ask God, okay? It's okay. Just ask him. Now, ministering, if you're supposed to be a minister, God wants you to minister. A teacher, this is the third one. God wants you to teach. He who teaches and teaching. Yeah, ministering, prophesying, ministering, teaching others, which is, we call those evangelists, right? They're teaching the word of God. They're helping you get closer to the Lord. So you could be a teacher, a minister, a prophet. He who exhorts, which means strongly encourage people to do something else. So those could be like a life coach. You have anointed life coaches. The Lord just gave me the goal to be a life coach. So this is the things of God that he wants his people to see. He who gives, God wants you to give liberally, blah, blah, blah. Sorry. Liberality. the quantity of giving or spending freely. Listen, this particular giving, when you give, make sure you pray. I used to be an overgiver, and God showed me that's why I was broke. Don't be an overgiver. Only give what the Lord tells you to give, who he tells you to give it to. And if God don't tell you to do it, do not come out of your flesh and do something like that. Okay? Pray and ask the Lord, is it okay for you to spend this money? Is it okay for you to give these clothes away? Because ultimately, God has to replace these things for you. So you don't want to move without his okay. Yes, you give liberally, but don't give without asking the Lord Father. That's my advice on that. The last two, he who leads with diligence, being a leader, carefully, a leader who is careful and being persistent and work and putting in efforts. And the last spiritual gift is those who are able to show mercy. I think I definitely have that one. Like, that mercy thing. Yeah. So, that you're going to have to pray on, because mercy comes from God. Mercy comes from Jesus himself. So, this whole, all of these spiritual gifts are given to us through God's grace. So please take this word to the throne of God for spiritual discernment and ask him these questions and have a genuine conversation with the Lord. Please, he's waiting on y'all to let him in. Okay, one more thing the Lord showed me was to hate what is evil and to cling what is good. Abhor what is evil and to cling what is good. This was a different Bible verse, but it's fine. Everything that is evil, wicked, nasty, mean, non-loving, selfish, prideful, let it go and let God. God says to cling on to what is good, what is loving, what is of him. And if you don't know what is of him, study him. I pray that you guys are eager for God. I pray that you open up and receive him. Receive this word. I pray that this word touches your heart, your spirit, and that it transforms your mind to be Christ-like. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. I pray for your families, your homes, your children. I plead the blood of Jesus over you. I plead the blood of Jesus thank you, Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over your finances, over your pockets, over your bank accounts, over your relationships. I plead the blood of Jesus all over your psyche and your mind. May every oppressing thought of the devil, every evil, wicked thought that is, hallelujah, trying to stick around in your mind, I break the yoke of the enemy now in the name of Jesus. And I say, be free, child of God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.